Hello, it is Thursday, August 27th, 2009. I'm doing two episodes today. So I can take a pretty long break and say that I did two episodes in a single day. Some of you might recognize that theme song, which is also because it's from The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. And yes, it's an actual song. Actually, I was really amazed. I just thought it was a random theme song. But no, apparently it's called Dog on Fire by Little Big Giants, I think it was. So the reason I'm doing two episodes today, besides the fact what I just said, was because there's more news, and some of it's pretty big news, and some of it's smaller news, but some of it's actually pretty big news. So I'm going to start with the PSP Go's teardown. So it's the first look at the inside of the PSP Go from a website in Gadget, but people at levelup.cn, they managed to get their hands on one of these things. And they are now able to take it apart and show all of us what the inside of it looks like. Obviously, it's smaller because there are no SD cards, because there are no UMD. So, it's much smaller. It looks a little bit better from inside than the original PSP. But we also got to take a look at the non-removable battery and the onboard memory. All the controls look just about the same. It looks pretty good. So, I think that if you want to take a look at it, obviously it's running up on PS3news.com. Just search PSP Go Teardown. I also have another one here. This is somewhat big news. Was that Little Big Planet recalled due to Little Big Planet Game of the Year Edition SKU. Now, some people might be like, what is an SKU? Other people might be like, oh, okay, I totally understand. But for some people, we need to explain what an SKU is. So an SKU is a stock keeping unit. That's the official termination. And, pretty much, if you look at any of your games, they'll all have an SKU. And if it's the same edition, they'll all have the same SKU. But because they have two editions, well, because they apparently were going to have two editions, they had two different SKUs. And they didn't get that going. So they're recalling them all back. And they're going to use the same SKUs they used for the originals, but this time, which means that the originals are now obsolete. The original Little Big Planet is gone. They're not going to get any more shipments of that. It's just going to be straight up from here, the Game of the Year edition. So, hence the reason that the SKUs will now be the same as the original Little Big Planet. I know that's a mouthful, and some people are still like, I don't understand why that's a problem, I don't quite get it. So, you can go, I'll quote what was said, and then if you still don't get it, try to go on PS3news.com, look it up, look what an SKU is for yourself. So, to quote, today GameStop received an internal memo telling managers to load up their copies of Little Big Planet for a recall. Why? It seems that the Game of the Year edition of Little Big Planet will be using the same sale SKU as the original title, and they'll only be offering the Game of the Year edition here on out. So, exactly what I said, they now have to take them back, put the same SKU on as the original one, and the original one goes gone. So, Game of the Year edition, that's going to be the same price. I'm nearly 100% sure it's going to be the same price. It's not one of those Sony ones. So that's the other, and that's the two small stories. Well, I guess the Little Big Planet wasn't that small, but those were what I would consider small compared to the next one, which I'm going to get into. Okay, so Sony obviously is launching their new PS3 Slim. And today, Marketing and PlayStation Network Senior Vice President Peter DeLay has unveiled the PS3 console's new ad campaign. It's called It Only Does Everything. To quote, "I'm excited today to unveil our brand new ad campaign for PlayStation 3. This year is going to be a game-changing year for PlayStation." They've said that every year. "Last week, we extended an incredible value proposition with a $299 price move," as if they had a choice, "and," back to quoting, "and the introduction of a sleek new form factor for the 120GB PS3. We've coupled this news with a truly unmatched content lineup this year with some of the most eagerly anticipated games in our history." Well, I'll stop the quote right there. Eagerly anticipated games in history? Fuck off. It's an anticipated game, but then... Everything to that guy apparently is amazing. There's a lot of crap here. I mean, it's just like they're just feeding you crap. So, I'm not going to go through it all. I've already read it. I feel like people have been attempting to brainwash me about how great their system is, even though it's all a bunch of bullshit and lies. But anyway, so about to there's two new commercials. Sony, what the fuck? If people that know me know that I hate the fucking ad, the marketing camp, marketing department at Sony. It sucks. Sucks. It almost gives me a headache because they suck so bad. It's impossible. I don't know. I think a 4-year-old could know how to run this campaign, and they can't seem to fucking get a good commercial out there. Okay, I'm not gonna play a commercial for you, obviously, because you won't be able to see it. But again, if you go to PS3News.com, look up videos, new PS3 ad campaign, It Only Does Everything. And that's obviously the name of the campaign, is It Only Does Everything. Marketing apparently is shit at Sony. So, the first one, all they do is, "Oh, I hear you have a new price, is that true? Oh no, we don't have a new price," and $299 in the back of them, and there's $299s written everywhere, and he's like, "Oh, well, what's up with all the $299s? Huh? I don't know what you're talking about." It's fucking stupid. And then at the end of the commercial, they conveniently just throw in PS3 Slim as if it's just another piece of shit that they have made. It's a new console version. You don't just throw it at the end of your fucking commercial and say, "Ah, well, you know, I think it's a good marketing campaign." Who the fuck throws in a... That'd be like making a PS3 4... and then on the launch day having a commercial that only has a picture of the fucking thing at the end of the commercial. It doesn't explain anything about it. It doesn't be like, "Oh, we're launching." I mean, it doesn't say shit. It says nothing. Other than that, do I even know which one is $299? I mean, there's like 6 different versions of PS3s out there. How do I know which ones is going for $299 and which ones aren't? I don't even know. Are they all going for $299? They really don't make anything clear on these things, and it's annoying as hell. Then you have another one where some unsatisfied girlfriend is talking about her boyfriend only watching movies on his PlayStation and playing games, but he's not online. And then they get into a conversation how it'd be like taking a bath without candles. The fuck? What the hell does that have to do with a console? What does candles have to do with my PlayStation? Nothing! Nothing! And then again, at the end of the commercial, they just conveniently, just pop, you know, just kind of throw it in there, like PS3 Slim, just kind of throw it in there. Jesus Christ, dude. I have seen better marketing for the fucking headset that Sony made instead of this PS3 Slim. Where are the PS3 Slim commercials at? Where are they at? If you're going to launch a new system to try to revamp your company, maybe you should launch a new ad to help. I mean, seriously. I mean, no, you don't think... If you don't think that Sony's problems also lie with the advertising department, then there's something seriously wrong with you. I think you're watching the wrong commercial. I think you're watching a Microsoft commercial. Because they should do that, because I don't think they know how to fucking make a decent commercial displaying anything about their systems. Nothing. They had a few good commercials, I'll give them that. They had like 2-3 good commercials in the entire lineup. And now they're going to market a bullshit campaign again. It's like, how many times are they going to... You know what? If my PS3 becomes worth shit because the company goes bankrupt or they keep losing money and suddenly it's not worth anything, that's fucking good with me, because I'm not getting a PS3 4 when the Xbox 720 comes out. Okay? I don't think anybody should get a PS3 4. I mean, if they revamp it and try to reclaim the market and actually took time to do... But if they launch it like they did with the PS3, well then, fuck that, dude. They fucked that entire thing up, okay? You're going to put in a PS3. You launched... Literally, they launched the PS3 with no features at all for the online. Besides the fact that it was free, that was their selling point. So, that good thing they did that, because if they charge motherfuckers, they'd have no business. That's why they can't charge people. So when people say, oh, well, PSN, it's free. I mean, sure, it's free, but when you have nothing to go with it, obviously it's going to be free, because do you honestly think people would pay for the PSN? No. So, oh, well, it's actually really good. I mean, we can play with a bunch of people online. True. You can play with a bunch of people online, but would I rather be playing with a bunch of people online and, you know, half-assed games with no support with in-game XMB, in-game chat, no custom soundtracks, or would I rather play where I can talk to my clan buddies, organize messages, and see what my other friends are doing at the same time? Yeah, I think I'd rather do that second choice. So, you know, I mean, it's not, I don't like to pay for anything, but when you look at PSN, And the rumor is that they're going to charge money when the next one comes out. Obviously, you just laugh, because if they start charging money, fucking bankrupt. Their department is going to be bankrupt. So, you know, it sucks. It really does suck. I mean, I was banking on the PS3. I mean, I think it's still got, you know, potential. But they just take it in the wrong direction, and it's not working. It's not working out. I mean, they took it in the wrong direction. Period. It's not... I mean, they didn't launch it well. They don't have... I mean, they have games, but they didn't launch it well. They still don't launch anything well. I don't know. I guess I just see through that crap, and I mean, most people are... I mean, it's fun for a little while. But after a certain point, and when everybody else has a 360, you're kind of getting a little bored of the PS3. Does that mean I think the PS3 is worse than the 360? No. Do I think that they screwed up the entire... I mean, the PS3 has potential to be the best system that's ever been made. It had potential to sell more than the Xbox 360 sold. But they didn't market it right, they didn't launch it correctly, they didn't have the hardware and the software, you know, finished. I mean, they had a year after Xbox 360 launched, and they still didn't do it right. They still didn't do it right. I mean, Xbox 360 launched with all that stuff we still don't even have. We still don't even have it. And they launched with it. And, you know what? If people that listen to my podcast number two and went on PS3news.com and read about the in-game chat situation, you know what? That's all fine and dandy. I understand the situation and how hard it is. But how come Microsoft figured it out, huh? How come Microsoft figured it out? Oh, well, you know, we gotta figure out, it's very hard, and, you know, Microsoft did it really well with that universe. Well, how come we can't suddenly figure, it's not like they had all the, again, it's not like they had all their game companies make their games with that in feature in there. They universally were able to do it. So, it's not impossible. It's already done. It's not impossible, so how come we can't do it? It's just, it's annoying, it's just frustrating. I don't understand why Sony can't figure out a good way to do it. I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me. How can you not know how to do it? So, if anybody else is annoyed with Sony's marketing, just, you can message me here or support me in that on that topic on PS3news.com. And because we actually have some time to kill, and I, you know, obviously I knew this was kind of going to happen, but I, you know, I definitely did budget for this. So I want to get to today's other top stories. Nothing to do with gaming. Some things to sports, other things aren't. It's just news in general. So, I think that's fun. I don't know. Obviously today was a huge day where, Edward Ted Kennedy was buried today. And, you know, it was a decent procession, I guess. I wasn't really watching it too much, but, and now that's the entire news of today. sports news, which we can get to. I'm in Philly. Michael Vick's playing tonight. He was in bankruptcy court this morning. And now he's in Philly again and getting ready to play tonight's game. There should be protests there, but now suddenly the NAACP, fucking shit, I don't know how to pronounce that shit, but now, why is this a racial issue? I don't want to get racist in this podcast, but I mean, Jesus Christ, it's like dog shit, man. They are just fucking everywhere with that. And, oh, if you don't like Michael Vick, you're racist? That's what they're saying now. If I don't like Michael Vick, I'm racist. You know what? I mean, Martin Luther King was a good guy, but the people today, they're jokes, okay? They can't let this whole thing go. It's done. It's over. Slavery's gone. Oppression is gone. Okay? We don't need them anymore. Why do they just hide behind that entire race is able to just hide behind that. And it's just frustrating because, I'm Mexican. You don't see us hiding behind anything. You know how much illegal immigration, you know how big of a problem that is right now? The blacks have nothing to worry about. The African Americans, they should be the happiest right now. They should be the happiest. Why are they still angry about this? I just don't understand. I mean, I don't know how this became a racial issue for Michael Vick. But, I mean, even, you know, former black football players on the radio, on TV, you know, they're just kind of saying, why does this have to be a racial issue? I mean, I don't support him. Does that make me a racist, too? And I think that's a good point. I mean, even, what, are you going to call your own race racist? I don't understand how they can do that. So it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, you know, the guy did something I still don't think he's remorse. If you look at him today, if you look at him when he was drinking, you know, again, I don't have a problem with the fact that he was drinking, but I have a problem with the fact that he was drinking in public, which shows he doesn't care. What else is another news? That's the two main top other stories today. I'm not gonna get too involved with any other topics besides gaming. I'm not gonna go into my fantasy football or anything like that. But I just thought I'd go over Ted Kennedy's death and Michael Vick starting tonight. Now the only big thing that I have to decide is what I'm going to leave you out with tonight. What song should I pick? I can't top the opening song. I mean, that was amazing. I'm not really looking for some Disturbed. I already played that. Nirvana, nah, that's gay. The Eagles song, nah, it's kinda gay. You know what, I'm gonna leave you with some Pendulum. How about that, Pendulum? Let's see, Tarantula. Everyone knows the song Tarantula, right? It was in the trailer and the video game for MotorStorm 2. And, it's a good song. So, I'm gonna try to find that. And I am out of here.